The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. And for those of you listening in Tampa, Florida, you probably were not expecting to hear my voice today. You were anticipating Bill Bunkley. I'm filling in for Bill today. My name is Bob Burney. I host Bob Burney Live in Columbus, Ohio, and occasionally I have the privilege of guest hosting for Bill, and today is one of those days. So if you're listening in Columbus on WRFD, AM 880, and 104.5 FM, welcome. If you're listening on Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM, I welcome you as well. The big news, the jury in the Derek Chauvin trial has reached a verdict. About an hour and a half ago, I would estimate, it was announced that the jury had reached a verdict, and we are waiting for the verdict to be read any moment. The judge, Judge Cahill, announced that the verdict would be read probably between 4:30 and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, it is now almost 4:37, so it's obviously not going to start at 4:30. But sometime between now and the top of the hour, we have been told that the verdict will be read. It is our intent to bring that to you live. We are watching the monitors, and the minute that the jury comes in and the judge brings the court back to order, we will go to Minnesota live. So keep it locked right here. I don't know how much to say about Maxine Waters. Democrat Representative Maxine Waters has spewed out hate and bigotry for years. She is a very hateful, bigoted person. And going all the way back to the Rodney King riots, and I realize some of you are way too young to even remember the Rodney King riots, but those of you that are old enough to remember, she poured fuel on the flames all the way back then. And you probably heard that a couple of days ago, at an anti-police protest in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn, is that what it is? Yeah, Brooklyn, Minnesota. She gave a speech and basically incited violence. She said she actually made a threat to the jury. Now, first of all, that's illegal. It's unethical. It's deplorable. But she basically said, "If we don't get a guilty verdict, then we're going to stay on the streets." And she encouraged the protesters and rioters to become more confrontational. Have you been following how confrontational they have been? Shots fired at National Guard. Buildings burned to the ground, businesses destroyed, people hurt, people injured, fires started. And yet Maxine Waters wants them to become more confrontational if she does not get her way, which is a guilty verdict. To add to the sick irony of this, we are now learning that Democrat Representative Maxine Waters from California. She's in Minnesota trying to stir up trouble. She's a representative from California. She is not a representative from Minnesota. Anyway, she requested, are you ready for this? You can only find this kind of gross hypocrisy from the far left. She requested an armed police escort to an anti-police protest. Let that sink in. She's going to an anti-police protest. Talk about how evil the police are, how bad the police are, how the police are just white police officers just driving around looking for black people to shoot. That's what she didn't use those words, okay, but that's what she's implying. She requests an armed police escort to an anti-police protest. Really? Yep. Really. All right, enough of Maxine Waters. How loony is the left becoming? How crazy is the cancel culture becoming? There is a world of difference between desiring equality, racial equality, and demanding anti-racist equality. And that's the buzzword today. You can't just want equality and unity. You have to become anti-racist. Now, in order to become anti-racist, you have to assume that all white people are bigots and prejudice and racist, and anything that white people have done throughout history has to be eliminated. That's why over in Pennsylvania, the University of Pennsylvania took down a large picture of Shakespeare. Now, why did they take down a large picture of Shakespeare? Because he was white. Did he own slaves? No. Any indication that he was a racist or a bigot himself? No. No. But he was white. And because of that, in order to be anti-race, well, anyway, most of you know that. But get this. How crazy, how loony is this? A University of Nevada Reno lecturer began to enumerate music, songs that have to be canceled, that we can no longer sing. She is senior music lecturer Kate Pollard, and she works at the University of Nevada in Reno. In a recent piece, she wrote about her, quote, own racist journey. Quote, the results of her travels, she is eliminating songs that she used to use, but now perceives as problematic. Songs that she used to sing and teach and use, but now are problematic. And some of them I've never even heard of, but Polly Wally Doodle, yeah, can't do that because that's racist. And then Shortening Bread, nope. Baba Black Sheep, no, can't do Baba Black Sheep because that puts black things, people in a bad light. It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, nope, can't sing that anymore, that's racist. What, The Most Wonderful, yeah, White Christmas? We can't do that because it's about white. I'm not making this up, folks. I am not making this up. Can't sing White Christmas because it talks about white. And then, one of the worst that she wants to see eliminated, she will not sing anymore, she will not teach anymore, and doesn't want anybody else to sing anymore either, is Jingle Bells. Yes! Jingle Bells. Yeah, she said, Jingle Bells, I'm quoting, Jingle Bells is problematic because slave owners used to put bells on slaves to keep track of them, and that's what the Jingle Bells are referencing. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. That's about slaves? Yes. According to Miss Wokeness herself, University of Nevada, Reno music lecturer Kate Pollard, no more jingle bells. No more white Christmas. No more ba-ba black sheep. You know, I would be tempted to ask the question, can it get any more insane? And sadly, the answer is, yeah. Yeah, it becomes almost more insane day by day. This is the left, folks. So just remember that the next time you sing Jingle Bells. And the next time those of you down in Tampa, Florida, go out in a one-horse open sleigh on the snow around Tampa Bay, just remember that could be racist.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Welcome in Columbus, Ohio. Welcome in Tampa, Florida. We are awaiting the announcement, the reading of the verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We are expecting it any moment. And when it begins, we will immediately break into programming and bring it to you live. We were told that the verdict would be read sometime between 4:30 and 5 p.m. Well, obviously, it's going to be closer to 5 than it is 4:30. And I understand. This is a big deal. Minneapolis is already set up like a war zone. About 3,000 National Guard troops, police from all over the country have been brought into Minneapolis. We're broadcasting from Columbus, Ohio, and a lot of our Columbus, Ohio police are in Minneapolis because of what they anticipate. And what do they anticipate? They anticipate violence. Sadly, because a large percentage of the American population has been brainwashed, I mean that sincerely, but I mean it honestly. When you have been told over and over and over again, you don't have a chance, you don't have a chance because of the color of your skin, you don't have a chance. The police hate you. The police are trying to hunt you down. All of the police are bad. The police are just cruising around town looking for people like you to shoot and kill. When you are told that constantly, and when you are not encouraged to take personal responsibility for your actions. Now, I want to make it clear. There are some bad cops, okay? There are some bad cops, and they need to be rooted out, and if they have been guilty of improper behavior, they should be prosecuted to the absolute fullest limit of the law. They should be weeded out. We cannot tolerate bad cops. We can't tolerate racist cops. But most cops are good, decent people who are police women and police men because they genuinely, honestly want to serve their community. But when you have been told repeatedly that you can expect injustice, That's what minority communities here in Columbus, Ohio, have been told now for several years by the mayor, city council. They don't use those exact words, but that is the implication. You can expect injustice from the police. When you've been told that, then that's what you expect. You've been programmed to believe that. Anyway, we're awaiting the reading of the verdict. And again, we've got our eyes on the TV monitors, and we'll bring it to you live. I don't even know how to get into this story, but the Biden administration has made it clear that they are friends, advocates of the LGBTQ community. Can anybody disagree with that? Of course not. You can't disagree with that. The entire Biden administration has gone out of their way to tell the LGBT community, we are on your side. They have also gone out of the way to tell the Palestinians on the West Bank in Israel and Gaza, we're on your side and we stand united with you. Do any of you see a disconnect there? We are friends of the LGBT community. We are friends of the Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza. Why do I bring that up? Here is a brand new research piece updated just last month about the most dangerous countries in the world for LGBTQ individuals. The most dangerous countries in the world for LGBTQ individuals. Number one, top of the list, is Nigeria. Okay? That doesn't surprise me at all. But you know who else is at the top of the list? The West Bank, Gaza, and Iran. West Bank, Gaza, and Iran. Three places that the Biden administration have made it clear. We want to work with you. We want to participate with you. And as far as the West Bank and Gaza, we want to protect you. We want to give you resources. We want to send you money. We want to... Wouldn't you think that the LGBTQ community would rise up, go to the Biden administration, and say, wait a minute. How can you be our friends when you are supporting some of our worst enemies on planet Earth? But it doesn't happen. Am I the only one that thinks that's just a little bit weird, bizarre, inconsistent, hypocritical? Yeah. All right. We're going to take our top of the hour break. We are still waiting on the verdict to be read from the Chauvin trial. Supposed to happen any minute. We'll bring it to you when it does.